Let me set the scene. You're in Evanston on a Tuesday in the middle of a polar vortex. It's 1 degree Fahrenheit outside, but the wind makes it feel like negative 15. You're sitting there looking at the frozen tundra outside your window, and you think, I should go on a run right now. This was a reality for Medill Jr. Jake Epstein.
All right, so this is what I'm thinking. I was doing a takeover of the Daily's Instagram story that day, and I figured, why not give the people some entertainment? And I put on like 5 or 6 layers, put on a ski mask, gloves, hat, the whole shebang, and I just went outside and went for a 6-mile run. And I didn't really think much of it. I was pretty bundled up, so it was fine, cold-wise. But when I got back to my apartment, I noticed like my eyelashes had frozen. So it was definitely an interesting experience. It was fun.
Whether it's the height of summer or the dead of winter, there always seem to be people out on runs around Evanston. And I've always wondered, what motivates people to run outside in cold weather? And how do they stay safe in frigid conditions?
So basically, if it's like pretty icy or maybe it snowed, I tend not to run outside because I don't really trust my footing. You know, you don't want to slip.
And that's Weinberg senior Audrey Bannister, a member of Northwestern's cross-country team.
Definitely clothing, like you want to make sure that you have the right kind of layers on. Like cotton isn't a good base layer because then it, like, if it gets wet from your sweat, it'll like stay damp. So you want something a little breathable, and then something maybe with like a fleece line, and then something on top that's kind of like weatherproof slash also breathable. You also want to make sure that you have like gloves and ear warmers, maybe a hat on, because, or like a little face mask that you could kind of pull up. Like that's also helpful because at those kinds of temperatures, like you're at risk for cold injury. I think it's 25 degrees Fahrenheit and lower, you're at risk for cold injury. So you just want to make sure that you have like all your like most sensitive areas, like your fingers and your nose and your ears, kind of accounted for.
Bannister says she's more cautious than others when it comes to winter running.
I would say on our team, I'm one of the wimpier ones. Once the weather starts dropping, I'm like, okay, I don't mind switching to treadmill a little early on. But we had a girl maybe 2 years ago that definitely like slipped on the ice and got a concussion. Like personally, I slip on ice on my like way to class. Like, you know, it can happen to anyone, whether you're running or walking. So you just kind of have to be vigilant. But I mean, running in cooler weather does feel really great. 2 days ago, it like felt like 40. And so we were able to run outside, yeah. And some of us even wore shorts, and we were like, wow, this is brilliant. So yeah, even when it's like a little bit colder like that, but not like extremely cold, it does feel really good to run in those temperatures.
For School of Communications junior Kiki Sikora, the cool air isn't the only reason to exercise outside in winter months.
I think that running in the winter is really good for your mental health because you can't go outside a lot in the winter. So, like, I don't know. I try to think of it as, like, the time I spend outside. Like, and I don't dislike it. I don't feel too cold because you're running. I will say that running in the winter feels a little bit, like, primal. Like, you're in the cold and, like, you're toughing it out, and the air feels actually really good once you warm up. Like, I really believe that. And there's just a lot more layers. There's a lot more weight on you. So I just think it's harder in that way.
This feel-good aspect of winter exercise that these runners are mentioning isn't just imagined. Studies show that running in colder temperatures actually releases more endorphins, burns more calories, and reduces airway inflammation for those suffering from outdoor allergies.
Part of why I love running so much is it makes me feel good, makes me feel as if I'm accomplishing things every time I step outside to go for a run. So if it has some additive health benefits, that's great. And I enjoyed all the bizarre looks I got from people as I ran by in that frozen tundra-esque weather.
For WNUR News, I'm Sophie Pasqua.